big crowd here. Nice to be entrenched in the community, kind of verification here and all that good stuff.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of it. The Boy Scouts is a great institution. And, of course, here in Denver, just reading about the history of the Boy Scouts, Denver Area Council, celebrating its 100th year. Remember, they've served over 3 million youth. So that's very impressive. This breakfast has been a tradition. I know a lot of Broncos have participated in this breakfast. And so I'm glad to be a part of it. And you have a goal to raise over $1 million this morning, which is very impressive. And it says a lot about this Denver community, which I've learned in 2 years now, that this community supports worthy causes.
What sort of work were you able to get done last week with some of your new teammates? And would it feel good to kind of get back out and start throwing again?
It did. It was good work at Duke. You know, it's kind of the new rules now. You have to kind of go off campus in early April in order to get some work with your receivers. And so we had a good crew. We had Demarius and Bubba Caldwell, Wes Welker, Julius Thomas, and had Emmanuel Sanders, you know, who we just signed. So it was good to get some good work with him. Everybody looks good. Those guys are in good shape, and we had good work for me kind of on my, you know, fundamentals going back to see Coach Cutcliffe. And it was good, productive work. Everybody will be here Monday, the 21st, when we officially start up. But it was a good kind of kickstart to the offseason.
What did you think about your team making all those moves in the offseason, free agency wise?
Well, first off, we lost some great players and some great friends. You know, it's been a real pleasure to play the past 2 years with Champ and No'Shawn, Eric, Wesley Woodyard, Chris Cooper retiring, Zane Beatles has been great. Maybe leaving a name or two out, but you know, that's the worst part about football, when you form some friendships with these guys and really put a lot of hard work in, and just the business side comes into play. But like you said, we added some great players, and I'm excited to excited about working with them starting on Monday. I've communicated with them all. Like I said, had a chance to throw with Sanders down there in North Carolina, and excited about playing with him. And I know Eli told me he was glad DeMarcus Ware was leaving his division. He can no longer hit him, and I'm glad he's on my team. And Tlaib's been a tough player to play against, and so glad he's on our team as well as T.J. Ward.
Did you reach out to DeMarcus at all, or have any communication with him before he signed?
I did not. I knew they were interested in him. As soon as he signed, you know, I contacted him and told him I'm glad he was a Denver Bronco, and all those guys seem real excited about being here. And so you like playing with guys that are excited about being a Denver Bronco and coming here and putting the hard work in. And so I know DeMarcus. I've known him for a number of years. Looking forward to getting to know Tlaib and Ward better. And like I said, I've enjoyed my time with Sanders so far.
And you got a special message for these young guys out here today?
Well, obviously, there's a number of young guys. There's also a number of adults here. And I think my main message is to continue to give back, to support worthy causes like the Boy Scouts. What these people are learning at a young age is something all of us could follow, some of the Boy Scouts principles. But it's really just a thank you to all these folks that are here this morning that are supporting the Boy Scouts, and to all the young people that are here to keep doing what they're doing. They're off to a great start, great foundation. And a lot of us adults could learn a lot from what these Boy Scouts are learning at such a young age.
Peyton, 3 months now passed since the Super Bowl. Have you allowed yourself to think about what happened that day? Do you consider it a fluke? Ended up?
I don't really have a word for it. Obviously, it was disappointing, and we'll use that to fuel us this offseason, and hopefully it'll make us better. I know the front office has addressed, you know, some offseason needs via free agency, and of course the draft's coming up, and now it's up to the players to put in the hard work in the weight room, in the film room, on the practice field to try to be a better team this year, and that all starts Monday the 21st.
Peyton, how many times have you watched the Super Bowl?
I have not. Have not watched it on TV. You know, I've seen the game film. So,
Are you purposely not watching it, or is it one of those?
I don't really watch the TV copies of games that we lose, you know, quite often. I never saw a whole lot of value in that. But you study it. You study the game, and just like you do any game, any win or loss, and what went well, what didn't go well, try to be better for it, and that's what you have to do.
And you're talking about the defense. I mean, you look at these three guys, they bring some nasty, they bring some experience. When you heard the news, almost like a fan of the Broncos, what was your reaction about that aspect of the defense?
Well, like I said, you're always looking to add football players. I thought our defense played great last year. They did a good job. But like I said, we lost some players. Of course, we're getting some players back that were injured last year. You know, it's almost like Ryan Clady was like a free agent acquisition. He didn't play last year. Von Miller is like a new player, Derek Wolf. And so it'd be nice to get some of the guys that were injured, to get them back onto the field to go along with some of the new players that we've added. Like I said, I'm looking forward to going to work with them. That's really the main thing.
Does Monday's activities, team activities, kind of get you guys looking forward and kind of a little bit farther back and looking back at the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Like I said, you have to move forward. You have to kind of reestablish your identity of the 2014 team. 2013 was a good season in a lot of ways. There's no question it did not end the way we wanted it to, but we have to find a way to build off that, try to take it a step further, try to finish. But there's no question you have to kind of start over again and reestablish the chemistry on this team with all these new players. I think that's important. And like I said, that really starts on Monday.
How difficult is it to reestablish that identity? And what's the biggest challenge to get back? Because you know how hard it is to even get there.
No, there's no question. I mean, just because you were there last year in the game, that doesn't guarantee you anything. And so it does take a lot of hard work, sacrifice. I think forming that chemistry takes time. You know, certainly working together in the weight room is part of it. But, you know, Tlaib getting to know Chris Harris, DeMarcus getting to know Vickerson and Wolf and Vaughn, the guys he's going to be rushing with. For me, getting to know Sanders. So it's not an overnight process. But I do think that's something that we have done in the past. I think that's been a big part of our some of the wins that we've had is our off-season work and how guys have spent time together, put the time in together. And so I think you have to keep doing it every single off-season. And I think we will do that, and we're looking forward to having a good season next year.
Are you hungrier than ever, I mean, in terms of
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's what I want to do. That's what the Denver Broncos want to do. And so I'm glad to be a part of a team that's what they want to do. And I want to try to do my best to do my part, keep myself in good shape and get on the same page with my receivers. I feel I have a responsibility to the team to be on top of my game. And that's what I think about every day when I go over there to work and lift weights and throw with my receivers, is doing my job to help the Denver Broncos. And that's what I've tried to do since I've been here. That's what I'll keep doing until I stop playing, I guess.
Peyton, they've showed a lot of confidence in Monte Ball this offseason, basically giving him the job. What do you think about that? You think he's ready?
I thought Monte had a great year. I thought he learned a lot in his first year. In my past, I've seen a lot of development guys from their first year to their second year. And there's no question, with the loss of Noshon, who was just nothing short of awesome, for us this past year and was a great teammate. There's no question that Monte's going to have more responsibilities, and I think he'll answer that challenge. And I think he has the work ethic. He has the mental capabilities to handle, the offensive workload. And I look forward to having another full off season with him. He didn't have a full one last year because of being a rookie. So I look forward to to getting even closer with him as far as being on the same page.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you all.